At this center in eastern Lebanon, Syrian refugees wait as workers unload bread for distribution. Bassam Kaza, who runs the center, says they depend almost entirely on private donations. And as the war drags on, donations are getting smaller, while the refugee population gets bigger.
I feel sorry because, see, we have here, I mean, very serious problems. And this serious problem, and nobody taking care of it. I mean, about, for example, we have a lot of women, don't have, any support.
Down the road, at an abandoned building, five Syrian families are camping out. With no windows or doors, this woman, who fled Damascus, says the 16 children in the house are already cold, and it's still summer in Lebanon. But she says they had no choice but to leave their home.
There is no security in our country. We were scared for our children, so we had no choice but to get out.
The woman and her neighbors say they are afraid the limited resources for refugees in Lebanon will not be enough to go around if people keep coming. Aid workers say newcomers have been pouring across the nearby border since U.S. President Barack Obama said he wants airstrikes on Syria to punish the regime for an alleged chemical weapons attack that the United States says killed more than 1,400 people last month.
This house here, that house over here, yeah. Our neighbor here, when they come, it's coming one family, five, six people came here. Now we have 49 people in this house.
Khaled says officials have responded by refusing some people entry at the border, and that many villages in Bekaa now have more refugees than residents. Refugees say border crossing is easy, but they complain that more and more people are being turned away. They hope their relatives come soon, they add, before it gets even harder. As refugees pour in, ministers of Syria's neighbors officially promised this week they will not close their borders. But along with the United Nations, they issued an urgent plea for more international help. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.